WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. His office says it is aggressive and that it has spread to his bones. Cancer specialist Dr. David Agus.
There's been tremendous progress in the treatment of prostate cancer over the last decade and a half, and we now have drugs that turn off the hormone signaling axis, turn off testosterone signaling in the cancer, and can keep this cancer under control.
CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
This is a man who really has looked at cancer as something that can be defeated. He looked at cancer as something that we could reach towards ending, literally in the name of his initiative, the Cancer Moonshot Initiative. If we can go to the moon, we can end cancer. And that certainly has been part of the Biden legacy.
New Jersey Transit's train engineers have reached a tentative deal to end their three-day strike that had halted service for hundreds of thousands. Governor Phil Murphy moments ago.
Starting Tuesday, May 20th, NJ Transit will once again provide rail service to the more than 100,000 riders who depend on it every single day.
Federal authorities say a bombing at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, was carried out by a 25-year-old man. Andres Gutierrez is at the scene and says that man is the only person who died.
The FBI now says the man that was killed in the blast that rocked this neighborhood is the suspect, adding that he was trying to live stream the attack. Four others were injured. All of them have been released from the hospital. None of them worked at the clinic.
A reward is now up to $17,000 per inmate for information about the whereabouts of several inmates who were able to break out of a jail in New Orleans. Seven of them are still on the run, and police say at this point, they could be in other states. A storm front that moved into Colorado this afternoon brought strong winds and spawned multiple possible tornadoes. In Louisville, that is a cherry picker helping get rid of downed wires and storms that ripped through there. It was part of a system that hit several states. Eric Gibson is Emergency Management Director of Kentucky.
There's entire subdivisions that are leveled or nearly leveled. Many, many houses in the subdivisions that I visited yesterday are destroyed. The homes are just a few walls standing or no walls standing.
Still many questions in New York City after a Mexican Navy ship with nearly 300 on board hit the Brooklyn Bridge. Two people were killed. Our Chanel Call is there.
According to the New York City Police Department, it appears that ship lost power before the crash. This is something federal transportation authorities will now be looking into.
19 other people were injured. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It is now time for Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home on movetomadison.com.
All right, we are here in the lair, but you know, we have DJ Yanni here. Yanni.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah. What's up?
We here at Max Inc. Radio and all the listeners out there are wondering, well, like, who are you? You're new here. This is your first night. You're working behind the board. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a student here at the UW.
Yes, I am. I just finished up my first year, but by the end of next semester, I'll be a junior, technically in credits.
Which is nice.
Fun. Yeah.
What are you studying?
Radio, TV, and film.
Oh, perfect. So this is great.
Yeah, it's a really good path to go down. I don't know exactly what I want to do yet, but I'll figure it out.
Are you a Madisonian or do you come from elsewhere?
Sure am. I've born and raised here. I've lived here all my life. I have a lot of family in Illinois, though. I used to go down there just about every other weekend. I can kind of say I'm both, and I can play it really well, too.
All right, DJ Yanway, she is here running the board for us in the lair tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And here performing in the lair tonight is James Isley. He has been performing and writing music since the age of 13. James has played in many bands over the years and constantly fronts his band, James Isley and Black Friday, along with folk band, acoustic collective, and the jazz band, Aura. Here in the studio to perform a few songs and to tell his story is James Isley. James, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. Thanks for coming down. Mm-hmm. It was a crazy night. I heard you had to park a couple blocks away. Parking's crazy. It gets crazy down here in Madison on Saturday nights.
That's right. But I'm okay.
All right. Well, tell us about the 13-year-old James Isley. I mean, how did you get started in music?
Just like everybody back in the mid-60s, the Beatles came, and I was immediately attracted to playing the guitar. Before I got my first guitar, I used to cut out a guitar on a cardboard and tape it onto a badminton, play like that. And
first air guitar player.
Huh? There you go. Then at Christmas, at the time, I was 13 years old, 1967, I think it was. And my family, my dad didn't have a job and finally got a job. And at Christmas, he told the kids that we weren't going to have a very good Christmas because we didn't have a lot of money. Mm. And they said, everybody, we have five brothers and sisters. Everybody was only going to get one gift that year. And I of course, wanted a guitar. And they had a family meeting, and they decided that they would forego their presents, and I got a guitar. So at that point, I was very inspired by their selflessness.
What kind of guitar was it?
It was a Norma.
A Norma? Yeah. I haven't heard of one of those.
Yeah, you probably never will either.
So it was like from a J.C. Penney's or something?
It was from, I think, H. Phillips, a Phillips catalog.
An acoustic or an electric?
It was an electric. It was Red Sparkle.
Wow.
Most beautiful guitar you ever seen in your life.
Wow.
So, and that was about it. So after that, I, you know, learned how to play. Never had a lesson in my life, but was always inspired by, you know, my family giving me that.
Wow, that is pretty cool. What was, you know, how old were you when you started playing shows, your first gig?
It was probably, you know, a year or two after that.
Oh, wow.
And it was mostly at the schools I was going to and the churches that I was affiliated with and so on and so forth. Wasn't playing too many bars at that point.
Yeah, no. Do you play other instruments or just guitar?
Just guitar and voice.
And James, you also had a career in comics?
I did.
Tell us about that.
Well, all my life, when I was growing up, I was always reading comics. And
what was your favorite comic?
Well, at that point, it was Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, all right.
And Fantastic Four and Spider-Man and X-Men and all that. But anyway, I was kind of destitute around 1980. I didn't have a job. The jobs that I had paid very poorly, and I had a young family. And I got a job at a place called Capital City Distribution, which was just a fledgling company just starting out. They distributed comic books to comic book stores, which is called the direct market. Before then, it was a newsstand. You know, people would get pretty crappy discounts off the cover price, and they'd be returnable too. But in the 80s, or actually in the mid 70s, that whole thing started coming up, and the comic book stores started coming into business. So I finally got the job at Capital City. Worked my way through different things, like in the warehouse, and eventually ended up writing and working on the monthly catalog that we put out.
Okay.
And with that, I got to interview artists and writers. So my first interview, and I would interview it for our monthly catalog, my first interview was with Stan Lee.
Oh, wow.
And through the years, I worked, I interviewed Jack Kirby, Frank Miller, John Byrne, you name it.
So the legends of comic books.
All the my big comic book heroes I was meeting and talking to. And so it was like a super dream job. Every year they would send me out to San Diego for the San Diego Con.
Oh, wow.
And so I enjoyed that a lot. And then what happened was, you know, comic books kind of went in the toilet because, you know, of different reasons. And my company eventually had to sell out to our main competitor, so I lost that job. But it was a super awesome job.
Well, comic books, Star Wars really used comic books to, you know, further their story without having to come out with books or movies, right? The old canon, the legend canon comes from the comic books.
Well, sure. Even Indiana Jones. And Jurassic Park.
Wow.
They all were, you know, done by some of the comic creators that I was talking to at the time. So it was a lot of fun. And so I have a lot of connections with that pop culture at the time.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with James Isley, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called When You Come Back to Me. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, it's sort of a jazzy pop tune in the flavor of, like, one of my favorite artists was Nat King Cole. And during the late 30s, 40s, he had the Nat King Cole Trio. And he did a lot of songs that are sort of like what this is. And it's sort of, you know, it's just, you know, a song that came out. And I thought it was kind of commercial sounding and, you know, have people... You know, draw them in with the pop melody.
Nice. Well, let's hear it. This is James Isley. When You Come Back to Me, you're listening to Max and Grady.
Well, I'm so happy to be with you. Lovely afternoon. Moment we had is time well spent and is gone too soon. When you come back to me, you make my sunny day. 'Cause when I see you smile, you take my blues away. When you put your hand in mine, nothing we can't do. We can change this old cruel world into something new. When you come back to me, you make my sunny day. Because when I see you smile, you chase my blues away. I'll be all right when you come back. I'll keep on the line on a little shack. I promise you love as you will plainly see. When you come back to me. So sweet, 'cause when I see you smile, you make my day complete. I'll be all right when you come back. Keep on the light in our little shack. I promise you love as you will plainly see. We'll plainly see. To me. To me.
You're listening to Live in the Lair on Maxinc Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
All right, so we're here with James Isley. And James, who is Field Stark, and what does this person mean to you?
Well, I met Field in 2010. By the way, I'm not getting hardly any guitar or vocal here. That's a little better. I met her in 2010, and we played in a band called Vintage Red for about 2 years. Then she was a singer, and we decided to go off as a duo. We called it Field and James. Mm-hmm. You can find it under Field and James in Reverb Nation. We began to write songs together, and we put out our first CD called I Get the Best of You. And it was just recorded totally live in the studio, had no overdubs, and no vocal fixes, but was recorded by Randy Green.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Randy was a great guy, and he really loved our music.
A legendary producer here in Madison who produced just hundreds of bands.
Yeah, we went in one day and recorded it all in 3 hours.
That's Randy's.
And it's like 12 songs, and we didn't hear anything for like 6 or 7 months. Then he said, come on, get your CD. So we went and got it and printed it, and it's a great, great CD.
What year was this?
That must have been like 2012.
2012.
And then we started working on another CD called Country Girl at Heart. And that consisted of 3 original tunes and a bunch of classic country songs. And then in 2013, in December, Field got cancer. She had ovarian cancer, and the doctors gave her 5 years to live. So she lived for another 4 years, and we worked together and wrote songs. And the next song that we do, that I'm going to do tonight, was a song that we wrote together. Was probably the last song that we wrote together.
Wow. Well, we're going to talk. Why don't you save that for a minute, and we'll talk about that song. Have you ever written a song about her?
Every song I wrote was about her. Yeah, but she was just a beautiful person, both inside and out. She was the most beautiful girl, one of the most beautiful girls you've ever seen. And she had a humanistic side about her that was just striking. She just cared about everybody. And,
wow.
And everybody loved her, you know. That's, you know, so she would light up a room like you wouldn't believe, but she fought pretty hard against the cancer.
So she definitely meant a lot to you.
She did.
James, now you've been around for a little while. I mean, meaning that you have lots of experience. And how do you record nowadays, and how have you evolved with technology as a musician?
Well, the last CD that I recorded, I went into the studio, and with in mind about accompaniments, I recorded 11 or 12 songs.
Yes.
Thinking, leaving spaces for all the other musicians. Always had that in mind as far as when I was recording. So I basically went in and did the vocal and did the guitar. Then I went back in and redid the vocal and added drums, bass, Michael Beebe on keys. He's an incredible musician. He's been on a lot of my CDs. And Kenny on the drums. And
Kenny Kepler, who we just spoke with.
That's correct.
With Tony Cannon's band.
Right. And who was on bass? Pete Olick played mostly on that. And we also had a guy that played steel guitar, and I can't remember his name, but he was really, really good, and he had played with a lot of good people. So,
well, let's get back to live music in the lair with James Isley, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. James, the next song you have for us tonight is called Too Young to Settle Down, and I was going to ask you if this was a Motley Crue cover song.
No, it is not. It's like I said, it was the last song that Field and I wrote together.
Wow. Tell us about this song.
It's just basically a concept. When you sit down and write a song, if you have an idea of the title and the theme of the song, it's very easy to write around that. And all the lyrics and verses and chorus relate back to that. Concept.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what it was like. And we just thought, well, you know, two people in love, they're young and they don't want to settle down yet. So, but they still love each other.
Right.
So that's kind of the idea behind the song. And she wrote some great lyrics for it. And I wrote most of the melody and vocal.
So lyrics by Field Stark, song by James Isley and Field Stark. In this song, Too Young to Settle Down, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I guess I'll just be moving on. Yeah, the love we had is gone. Tried, but we couldn't work it out. Now I'm on my own for now. I'm free to go my own way. Freedom around. I love you, but I can't stay. Too young to settle down. Too young to settle down. You know that we had some good times, and it's hard to say goodbye. You got something I really need, but soon you'll be a memory. I'm free to go my own way, free to run around. I love you, but I can't stay. Too young to settle down. Too young to settle down. Follow your heart wherever it may lead you. Make a new start whenever you may need. I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting. Well, I guess I've just been moving on. Yeah, the love we had is gone. We tried, but we couldn't work it out. Now I'm too young to settle down. We're too young to settle down. We're too young to settle down.
You are listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
All right, thanks. We are here with James Isley, and we're live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. So let's talk about some of your other projects. Let's talk about Black Friday. I mean, it's not just a bad day for stocks. It's the name of your bandmates. Who's in Black Friday?
Well, nobody Ice would be looking for. Anyway, let's see. I got Ken Kepler on drums. He's one of my eight bands that he plays in. and kind of circles around our saxophone player, Larry Sekulowski. And then we have Ben Johnson on bass.
Do we know these guys from any bands around town?
Ben plays with a lot of people. He's a really good bass player. I can't remember the name of his band, but
yeah.
And then Dennis Lynch plays keys.
Okay.
Dennis plays with Tate.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's see who else we got.
Tate, and does he play out at the open jams that are at the Red Rooster?
Yes.
Okay.
Dennis does.
Right.
Yeah.
With Tate.
That's correct. I play with Tate for about 5 or 6 years, too, so.
Oh, we love him. We've had him here in the studio. He's just a great guy, and he has so much history.
Oh, yeah. He is an awesome dude.
A legend in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
So give the drummer some. You said Ken Kepler. He's your drummer there, and he plays for some of your other bands. Tell us about, you know, how important he is to your bands.
Ken has, he's not flashy, but he knows exactly what to play and when to play it. He doesn't play a lot of, you know, fills, but he knows where to play the fills.
Sounds like Ringo Starr.
Oh, yeah. His experience, because he plays with so many bands and he's a studio, he knows exactly what should be played.
Yeah.
He also plays with Acoustic Collective.
Okay.
So,
and
yeah.
We'll be talking about that in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Kenny is awesome.
Okay, well, the Black Friday band, tell us, do you have any upcoming shows or albums or news? What's going on with that band?
We
right
don't
now?
Have too many shows. We have one September 12th.
Oh, that's a ways away.
I know.
Where's that going to be?
That's at the VFW on CV.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where they have the planes right by the airport.
That's correct. And the tanks. Yeah. Tanks and the planes.
Tanks and planes.
Yeah, well, Black Friday does a lot of, we've been doing a lot of Delbert McClinton. We do some Steely Dan.
And we
do some Pink Floyd and some Boz Scaggs.
Wow.
And, you know, we run the gamut. We try, as with my other bands, we always try to play to what the people want to hear, what they know.
Yeah.
You know, when they're out there dancing and singing along with you, that's really important.
Do you play originals with that band as well?
We do not.
Okay.
We do not.
Well, now, who were your musical influences growing up?
Well, the Beatles, of course.
Yeah.
And Jimi Hendrix.
So wait, though, are you George Harrison or John Lennon or Paul McCartney? What's your real inspiration there?
Probably John Lennon.
Yeah? Why?
He was the Beatle with a social conscience.
Mm, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, you know, imagine.
Is there anyone out there that inspires you now? Any new musicians?
Oh, Boz Scaggs is awesome.
Well, he's not exactly new.
No, he's not, but he's still recording, and you know, his Memphis album is really super great, and he's got he went back and did some. Yeah, I think it was 2015, 2016. He was doing some old jazz standards. And he's just got a great voice. And he's a great songwriter, too. I mean, you look at Lito and, you know, all his hit tunes are just incredible, you know, chart busters.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with James Isley, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. James, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Second Thoughts. Is this a song of doubt?
No, it's basically Second Thoughts on Love.
Yeah.
And it was written by Field and I, and it's on our I Get the Best of You album CD.
All right, well, let's hear it. You're listening live in the Lair with James Isley. This is Second Thoughts. We are local music.
Look at me, I'm standing right next to you. You know I'm around. Love is near. You don't have to look too far. I'll be in town, hoping that you change your mind. Give our love another try.
second thoughts about love. Late at night, when I reach out for you, all I get is air somewhere else. Just living that life you lead, wish I were there. Holding you inside the twilight, waiting for your kiss goodnight. Second thoughts about love, second thoughts about love. Morning sun shines right through my heart. I feel you near, but you're so far. I'm chasing your shadow around. Oh, I wish you were here. Well, I don't know just what I'll find. I can't get you off my mind. Second thoughts about love, second thoughts about love, second thoughts about love. Ooh.
All right, we're here. James Isley live in the lair. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be back with the second half of the lair in just a moment.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Hey, this is Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio with the amazing James Isley, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Buy or sell your next home on movetomadison.com.
All right, we are back in the lair for part two, and I am here with James Isley. Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. James, you know, Bob Corbett, he is a legendary saxophonist in this area, and I think regionally at least, at the very least. Tell us about Corbett. I mean, he meant a lot to you, right?
He definitely did. I first met Bob probably 1980, 84, something like that, between then. And We hit it off like we were, you know, like crazy. He was always a good friend. And when he formed his own band, he had me play a guitar for him.
Oh, really?
It was Bob Corbett and the Corbithians.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That rings a bell.
Yeah. We put out a CD. Was mostly recorded live, but it was, you know, Kenny at Soundgarden.
On drums?
No.
Or he was the recording guy.
Yeah, he went back and
we're trying to keep it straight. Everything.
Rob Corbett is Bob's son. Rob played drums. Doug Seald played the bass. And we had a great time, and Bob actually introduced me to Tate.
Oh, okay.
And Tate was looking for a guitar player. And my first gig with Tate was at the Harmony with, we had Dave Stoller on keys.
Oh, yeah. Steely Dane.
Yeah. And we had Clyde Stubblefield on drums.
Oh, boy. We know the funky drummer.
Oh, Don Rembert on guitar.
Uh-huh.
BJ on saxophone. And God, it was insane.
That sounds like just a crazy all-star band.
It was. It really was.
If we could have that, but that, I mean, half those guys are in heaven right now.
Oh, Clyde was just insane. I used to play at the cigar bar Hemingway's with Clyde, Bob Corbett, and Major Hamberlin. All those guys are in heaven now.
What kind of music was that?
That was total jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were, you know, I remember looking down at Clyde and thinking he had the biggest smile on his face when the movie was playing.
Always.
And he never had to practice with you.
No, I asked him that one time. I said, Clyde, you know, I'm watching you play jazz, and I didn't necessarily think of Clyde as a jazz drummer. And I was like, you know, and he's playing with these jazz greats. I'm like, how do you do that? And he's like, I don't know, man. I just sit down, I play the music, and you know, get some food and a beer.
Yeah, well, we, you know, I can remember playing. I just loved playing with those guys. They would, because they challenged me. You know, that's the most important part of being a musician, is always be challenged, always play with people who are superb.
Yeah,
and that will make you, you know, better. So that's
the Frank Zappa philosophy, I think.
Very well could be, yeah.
Tell us about your jazz band, Aura, and give your jazz drummer some. Who's playing drums in that band?
Well, Actually, it's not a band. It's just a duo.
Oh, okay.
But we have, we're going to have people come in with us because we have a sax player and another a gal singer. Aura consists of myself and a jazz guitarist, award-winning Barb Sharon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
So she contacted me a few months ago saying, you know, what do you want to do something together? And we got together. We just clicked. And she is another one of those people that it challenges you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, challenges my concepts of jazz. And so, you know, that was great.
You guys, does Aura have any upcoming shows or records, or how do we keep up with it?
We do, but we're not playing clubs.
No?
We're playing nursing homes.
Oh.
And private parties.
Wow.
And we're getting good money.
Wow, yeah.
Because sure, Barb is a really good promoter.
So, well, that always helps.
Yeah. So over the summer, we've got about five gigs, but I don't even know where they are. She just says, you know, well, we played at one place called Renaissance. It's off on Seagull Road. It's an old folks' place. Oh, they, you know, the place is packed with people and they just love you. And not one of the people on their phone when you play.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're stationed in an old folks home right now, make sure to check the entertainment list and see if Aura is on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with James Isley, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called You Got Me Under Your Power. Is this a song of submission or the seeds of rebellion?
Both. What is this song about? It's sort of, you know, just another one of those little jazzy, poppy pop songs that should go on in your memory after I play it.
All right. Well, let's hear it. James Isley, You Got Me Under Your Power. You're listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
If there's a doubt in your heart, then let me prove to you. Well, I'd lay my life on the line, and I would be true. The day we met, I can't forget. Our love opened like a flower. I can't break this spell I'm in. You got me under your power. When shadows fall in your sky, I will light your way. When fear and doubt cloud your mind, I will brighten your day. For I would fight through fire and rain just to be with you every hour. Now when you're hurt, I feel your pain. You got me under your power. You got me under your power. I can do nothing. You got me hypnotized. Oh, baby, you heal me when I look into your eyes. Well, I would fight through fire and rain just to be with you every hour. Now when you're hurt, I feel your pain. I got me under your power. You got me under your power. You got me under your power.
You're listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
All right, we're back here with James Isley on another one of your current projects. It's called Acoustic Living Collective. Bless you.
Thank you.
Is this a library or a band?
Both. No, we're a folk band, folk rock, and we have two gal singers and another guy with me. That's the basic of the four of us. We do a lot of folk music from the 60s and the 70s, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and, you know, kind of protest music.
Protest music?
You got it.
Oh, that's cool. So, I mean, is it like, do you pick your song selection? Is it like a little bit historical? Like you're kind of picking songs that you really have some feeling about?
We do. We got, you know, Seals and Crofts.
Oh, yeah. What do you do by them?
We May Never Pass This Way Again.
Oh, wow.
And Summer Breeze.
Mm-hmm. Wow, they're big hits.
Yeah, they were. Because we got great harmony with, mm-hmm. with the two gals.
Yeah.
And the guy sings underneath us, and we got potential of four-part harmony. That's why we can do Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's another facet of the music that I like to play.
Yeah.
You know, one of my things is I've never been a blues, only blues, or only rock. Or actually, I have been at times. You know,
right,
I only played blues, I only played rock. Even played country, folk music, and jazz.
Both kinds of country?
Yes, both classical and new, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But any upcoming shows for the Acoustic Collective, recordings or news or anything?
We do have some shows.
Oh, okay. Where are you at?
We're at the Creekside Scoop in Cross Plains on May 30th.
The what? The Creekside Scoop?
That's right.
Is that ice cream involved there?
It could be. And then we're at Brick Cider in Mount Horeb.
Okay, sure.
On June 15th. And the Good Shepherd Church, July 28th. We've done a lot of church gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Hop Garden in Paoli on August 22nd.
Oh, nice. Wow. You got some good gigs coming up.
Yeah.
Carrie Wolf. She was a great singer around Madison who often sang with Clyde Stubblefield. And you have some early recordings with her that you're working on from 2009. Tell us about playing with Carrie Wolf.
Well, I first met Carrie when she was like 16 years old.
Yeah.
She would follow the band and ask to come up, and she came up, and man, she was just kick ass.
You know, blue hair and all.
Oh, she was great. Then she got the gig with Clyde.
Yeah.
And I did a couple gigs with him, with Clyde and Carrie.
That was the Monday night band, right?
Yeah. And then Carrie and I got together, and we, on one of my CDs that we have out, Coming Into a New Age, she sang on three or four songs with me. And then after we did that CD, I asked her to, let's do another CD. So we recorded another 10 or 12 songs. And that was late 2009, 2010. And then it kind of sat on the shelf.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I went back and listened to it. I thought, Kenny, let's get this together. So we've been working on it. And
and then she moved away she's a number of years ago.
She's a big hit down in Florida. She's got gonzo gigs.
Wow.
She's playing a lot.
I didn't even know where she went. So Florida.
Yeah. She's playing a lot, and she is a dynamic performer.
Yes. Amazing singer.
Yeah. And her vocals on this, my new CD are just fabulous.
Well, let's get back to some live music in the Lair with James Isley, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Love Happens. And is this the title track to your CD?
It is.
Now, I really wanted to ask a question, though. Does the world really need another silly love song?
It always does. It always does, especially nowadays.
I could maybe agree with you on that. Well, let's hear it. This is James Isley. You're listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. This is Love Happens.
Thank you.
Look around, I'll be around. I could never go on without you. From the start, you took my heart. There was nothing that I could do. Well, how could this be so? Love happens this way. That's the way it goes. What can I say? Love happens. Love happens. It comes around when you least expect it. Puts a big smile on your face. It gets you high, and you can't doubt it. When everything falls into place, well, I know we two have so much to give. Here in this crazy mixed up world that we live, love happens, love happens. When everything's done at the end of the day, how much love have you? To explain how these feelings come to, by chance or design, I'm in love with you. Love happens, love happens, love happens every
You're listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. We are back here with James Isley. That was awesome, James. Love happens. And James, how have you seen the music scene change over the years from your perspective?
Well, when I was young, I had a lot of people come out and see me. When I got old, nobody's coming out anymore. But
oh.
That's okay. Because I've had a full musical life.
Yeah.
You know, I played with a lot of bands. I played disco. I played
disco.
I played it. never made as much money. I made a lot of money playing disco. That's one of the days when people come out and dance like crazy and have fun. And, you know, I played heavy rock. I played science fiction rock because I was always into science fiction. And I played country and I played jazz. I've done the whole thing.
Well, how can we get, you know, younger kids more involved in traditional instruments like, you know, drums, guitar, bass, you know, piano, keyboards?
I think it's difficult because so many people are doing it now. When I started playing guitar in 67,
yeah,
there wasn't a lot of guitar players around.
No.
There was no guitar centers. There was no, you know, now everybody plays. And I got to the point you know, in the early 90s, that everybody was playing the same stuff, so that's why I expanded into jazz. Because if you learn jazz, you got everything
next level.
Yeah.
What's coming up for James Isley in the future? How can people follow you online?
Well, acousticcollective.org is our Acoustic Collective website. And then we also have on Facebook, Acoustic Collective Madison. And then Black Friday, James Isley and Black Friday has a Facebook, but no website. And then Barb Charon Music. Is
Barb Charon Music.
Yeah.
C-H-E-R-O-N, right?
C-H-E-R-O-N, yeah. Yeah. Don't ask me to think.
Okay, well, hey, how about if we get back to live music? James, thank you so much for coming down to chat with us tonight and play. It was really amazing.
Thank you.
And everybody stick around for A Bat and Zen coming up next hour. We'll be talking to them. We have time for one more song in the lair. With James Isley. It's called I Say a Prayer. Tell us about the song before you play.
Well, I started writing this song when Field was going through her chemo treatments. And here it is.
All right.
Every night before I go to sleep, I say a prayer for you. I ask the Lord for your soul to keep faithful and true. When we meet again, somewhere in the blue, I will know your heart. You will know mine too. I say a prayer for you. I hear your voice in every word that whispers to my heart. There is nothing in this world that could keep us apart. Nothing in this life keep me away from you. Some things weren't meant to be. Some dreams do come true. I say a prayer for you. I get down on my knees and pray. We will meet again someday. Maybe God will hear and can follow through. Yeah, I know my heart. Some dreams do come true. I say a prayer for you. Every night before I go to sleep, I say a prayer for you.
All right, that is James Isley, live in the lair. James, thank you so much for coming down to play for us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We have A Bat and Zen coming up next hour. One more hour left of Max Inc. Radio. We are local media.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. That from the former president's office, as CBS's Jessica Moore reports.
A spokesperson for Biden says he was diagnosed Friday and called it a more aggressive form of the disease. Biden and his family are now reviewing his treatment options.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says it's a painfully relative situation, especially for the 82-year-old's family.
Cancer struck down Biden's oldest son, Beau. He had an aggressive form of brain cancer. And I think most American families have had some cancer diagnosis somewhere along the line. So everyone can sympathize on that level.
A three-day strike is now over between New Jersey Transit and the union representing its workers, Governor Phil Murphy.
This is a very good day for New Jersey. And the sound that you probably hear is the sound of our state's commuters.